waveproject. The Wave Project. It's anything you want it to be. You're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul.
From Minneapolis's historic West Bank, you're listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We're streaming and archived on KFAI.org. It's where community has always grown.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to No Borders on KFAI 90.3 FM in Minneapolis. I'm excited to have our second show here. I hope you guys enjoyed last week's show. I got some feedback from folks and they seemed excited about the music and the fact that there's interviews and poetry, and I hope to have some of my listeners here on the radio someday with me. And I'm excited to have two really amazing friends of mine on the show today. We have Nikki Luna, who is going to recite one of her poems and share some programs that are happening in Minneapolis where you can see some local poets. And then I have Gabe Vandewater here today with me, who is one of the 15 folks who were arrested by for demonstrating against ICE. And so we'll get a little bit of his story and see what best ways we can support those folks who are being targeted by this administration. So let's start out with Nikki. Thank you, Nikki, so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. This poem was born from a reflection on the ways in which colonial countries like the US and Israel will claim a narcissistic national responsibility to conservation, preservation of the earth, when it is very clear that countries that run on militaristic warfare and run on colonial conquest and expansion are not at all beneficial to the earth, are in fact destroying the earth, destroying people's lives, destroying our communities. And so this poem was also born from a desire to gender bend essentially the concept of Mother Earth and have a little fun with that concept. So this is called A Poetic Notice from the Gender Nonconforming Spirit of Earth. Notice. I am the originator of all that inhabit me, but truthfully, in my bitterness, I do not love all. I am not the boundless, never-ending, yet bordered and conquerable maiden, those of you who pocket oil and blood-stained money desire of me. I am one in 700 quintillion plus planets in the universe. I generate, lavish, provide beyond a gendered binary. So do not ascribe to me the motherhood of Earth while blazing my skin with white phosphorus. Do not claim a narcissistic national responsibility to preserve me while you annihilate bloodlines with bombs and plot to build settlements on tops of tens of millions of tons of legacies and debris. From my ocean depths, I spawned prescient molecules that collaborated on your eventual design. I have watched for hundreds of thousands of storied years while you molded myths about your destined creation. Some of you thought I reside above you, but I have always huddled beneath you and nestled within you and morphed alongside you. I gave life to all, and some of you created a deadly taxonomy. So many devastating attempts to classify and rank, sexual paradigms of abnormal and virtuous, gender bindings of determination and functionality, racial castes bolstered by fraudulent sciences and orthodoxies. To my ungrateful and despicable spawn, hear me when I say that a land once borderless cannot be stolen from its caretakers. Lives stolen cannot be buried under hundreds of years of language assimilation. You cannot line the foundation with rifles, occupy the clouds with drones, paint the walls with colonial mythologies, sweep stolen ancestries into the corner, wire billions to your proxy, distribute weapons for profit, for control, for genocides, and then look down at the soil which you soaked in blood, in oil, in nuclear waste, in fallacies of democracy, and imported resources, and be shocked to see budding at your feet the rotting, glaring, terrifying abomination of a gun violence epidemic whose roots are deep, invasive, and industrialized. Drop your toy submersibles into my depths, I will crush you. Pollute my clouds with poisons, I will make you drink my teardrops. Fly your indignant figurehead to my sibling Mars, they will suffocate you. I am your creator, not your mother. I am your creator, not your father. Only your mother in the sense that you were a seed within me during my own cosmic gestation. Only your father in the sense that one day my source of energy will swallow me whole. I am your creator in the sense that you came from me and to me you'll return. I am your creation in the sense that you have sculpted my horizon, made something fragile and wounded out of me.
Nikki, that was incredible. Thank you again for being here today. I'm so honored to know you and have you as a comrade and as a dear friend. I'm hoping that you can share with our listeners what other projects you're working on so they can maybe learn more about all these amazing poets that are local in the community.
Thank you for having me again. I just wanted to also take this time to plug a reading series that I curate, a lit series, literary series. I curate a lit series for Bubba's and Mizna. Bubba's is a Palestinian restaurant in uptown Minneapolis. Mizna is a local Arab arts organization, Swana as well. And so this reading series that we've been doing quarterly for a year has been just amazing. And our next one coming up is on August 25th. At 7 p.m., that's a Tuesday, at Bubba's Hummus House in Uptown. And it's gonna feature local artist Abdi Malik Ahmed, as well as visiting artist George Abraham and Fargo Tabaki. So please come join us at Bubba's. The food is amazing and you definitely don't wanna miss these readers.
It's such a dope program. I'm so happy to know that you're organizing this. I've gone a few times now and it has been really moving. And I have met some really amazing folks there. I hope to be able to make it this time and hope to see some of you guys there too. And if you're willing to share a little bit about the song and the artists you chose to share with our listeners today, that would be great.
The song I chose today is Body on Me by Nadia. Nadia is a Sudanese and Egyptian trans dyke musician, and they are just incredible. I love their work, and I think this song is very delicious and fun.
Thanks again, Nikki, for being here. You're listening to KFAI Radio, 90.3 FM, Minneapolis.
I want you like the pills behind the counter that hit. I want you so bad, my fingers shook with it. And we could have all of the money in the world, but all the money in the world couldn't buy us this. Need somebody else, let my never be. It's for my name, it's bitter time, need my home the same. Man, these men, I'm on can you consider. Somebody to me. Not just a body, you somebody with a body. Want your body on me. Gum that's between my teeth. I change my hair, you change your clothes, my cheeks.
Welcome back, everybody, to No Borders Radio on KFAI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis. We have Gabe Vandewater as our next guest. Gabe is one of the Minnesota 15 that was arrested in the last several weeks here for protesting ICE.
Hey, I am Gabe Vandewater. I am an artist and designer living in Minneapolis, and I am one of the Minnesota 15.
Thanks for being here, Gabe. Gabe is an old friend of mine. We go back, I don't know, six years we've known each other. Gabe also was our communications and graphic artist at the Afghan Cultural Society for many years and became very closely acquainted with our community and showed solidarity for us and for many others who are struggling in Minneapolis. Gabe, tell me what's going on? How are things since you've been arrested? When was it that you got arrested?
So myself and 14 other people were arrested around June 16th and 17th. A couple people turned themselves in voluntarily when they heard about the indictment. But basically, on the morning of June 16th, I was on my way to work for a new job, and I was stopped by HSI officers and informed that I was being charged with quote unquote conspiracy to harm or impede a federal officer. And, you know, I quickly learned that, like, I was not the only person who was being arrested. And once me and my co-defendants were given the indictment and informed of, like, the case that the federal government was trying to, you know, put against us, it was really clear to all of us that this was a political case, that this case was brought against us with the intention of freezing dissent and stopping organizing in the Twin Cities, that the ICE and the federal government more broadly had seen the show of communal power an organization within Minneapolis and St. Paul, and that was truly what they were concerned about. And they decided to tried to single out, like, a specific group of organizers, many of whom are also involved in unions, and several of whom identify openly as like anti-authority, and, you know, try to separate us from the broader movement. And stop us from being able to, you know, we're not allowed to communicate with each other. So it's a very clear attempt to, you know, prevent people from organizing in the community and engaging in community defense.
Wow. Oh, okay. So we saw this is happening in other states too as well, correct?
Yeah, so I think the most, like, there's the Spokane 3, there's the Prairieland 9, which was most recently convicted and is being appealed. The judge who gave the convictions in the Prairieland 9 case explicitly stated that it was because of the express ideology of the people involved, and that he was handing out these, like, 30, 40, 50-year sentences as a deterrent of people with a similar ideology, as you know, you and maybe listeners can understand, is like a pretty legally shaky reason to hand out those level of convictions. And so those convictions are being appealed as we speak. And I really hope that those defendants are able to successfully appeal those excessive sentences. And I also, you know, think that similarly to the cases in Chicago and LA, it's also a very thin, you know, case in the opinion of, like, outside observers. Other attorneys who have, like, reviewed the case and, like, spoken in the media have stated you know, there doesn't appear to be a lot of evidence supporting like a criminal conspiracy. It's just a very broad, you know, strategy that they can use to investigate and charge a lot of people at the same time.
Wow. Okay. So is there somewhere that people can follow along on what's going on with your guys' case in particular in the Twin Cities?
Yeah. So there is mn15.com. If you look up, support the Minnesota 15 or mn15.com, you'll be able to find a website where like, our support committee is like sharing updates on the case. You can donate to the legal aid fund, and you can learn more about the defendants who, like I said, are just like all of us are long-term residents of Minnesota. Many of us like have lived here all our lives. Many of us are involved in like union organizing. Many of us are community organizers or artists or teachers. You know, we were part of a really broad movement of people who stood up against like really, you know, frightening and like really apparently abhorrent actions by ICE in our city against the immigrant community. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought.
No, you're good.
Yeah,
you know, had a long day.
We're just regular people that they're trying to single out, basically.
Yeah, totally. I was shocked when you told me that happened.
I was totally shocked. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was a completely bizarre experience to be having a normal day and then be approached by a bunch of guys in vests and like corralled into a Jeep and taken to the federal courthouse. I was aware of the cases around the country, and I was aware of the Righteous 39 case in Minnesota that happened more recently related to the protests at City's Church. So I knew that political repression was happening to like protesters, and the anti-ICE like movement more broadly, but you know, you never really expect these things, I guess. I didn't personally expect it to happen to me. So it was a strange day. I've been really grateful for all the support that I and my co-defendants have received. I have some really solid friends and family who have been incredibly caring and supportive of me. And that's been really helpful. And it's been helpful to know that like the community at large, like, is on our side, that we're on the same side.
Yeah.
You know, I think like the city's like showed that this winter.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like the solidarity we saw in Minnesota is being felt across the world. I was in Nice, France, and someone asked me where I was from, and I said Minneapolis, and they were like, oh, and they like knew what was happening in Minneapolis. Like,
yeah.
People are aware of what's happening, and they're seeing the solidarity, and they're showing solidarity for us as well.
Yeah, people understand how important this moment is.
Yeah, it truly is so important. I'm so grateful to know you gave your
likewise. Like, I mean, I'm really glad that like you're one of the people who I could like talk to about this, who you've seen like different waves of different movements here in the cities over the years, and we've like witnessed a lot of that together. So having that perspective helps too, like having the perspective of other people in the movement, like other people who have dealt with like different waves of political repression, like in the 2010s. That has given me a lot of perspective as well.
Yeah. Always in solidarity with you, Gabe. Do you want to share the song that you have decided to share with our audience today? Do you want to give us a little background?
The song is Cairo FM. It's by Alewa. She's this really dope Egyptian artist that a friend put me on to a couple of years ago. And I was just really excited to see that she has a new album out this year. And it's just a fun, groovy track that I really instantly enjoyed, and it's been on rotation.
Awesome. I'm excited to hear it and share it with everybody. Is there anything you want to add before we say goodbye?
To everyone in Minneapolis and everyone who's listening to this, keep your eyes on ICE. That is the most important thing to keep doing. We need to show the federal government that they cannot intimidate us into silence, that they can't intimidate us into not standing up for the people we love, that, you know, immigrants of all, everyone who is here, like, belongs here, is like a cherished member of our community, our friends, our family, and we're not gonna stand by and let jackbooted thugs like kidnap them. And keep your eyes on that Appleton facility too. Learn more about the situation in Appleton and the ICE facility that's being constructed in Appleton, that is constructed and is going to be ready for operations pretty soon. Like, it's not over. And just because a few of us have to slow down, it's especially important that other people step up.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
And
love to everybody, you know.
Yes, love to you. Thank you so much, Gabe. You're so fearless and always inspiring, and is another person in my life who always keeps me moving. So I really appreciate you.
I really appreciate you too. I'm really glad that I could come on and chat with you.
What a show we've had today. We are going to end the second half of the show with some global dance music to maybe get us inspired and get us to move our bodies and find a little bit of joy in hopes that we all continue to fight in solidarity against all of this oppressive behavior that we're experiencing here in Minneapolis and across the nation.
Programming on KFAI comes in part from the Cedar Cultural Center, presenting the global get-together at the Minnesota State Fair. The Cedar returns to the State Fair's International Bazaar stage for the fourth year of their global get-together. Wednesday, September 2nd, Obie Original and the Black Atlantics bring Afropop, highlife, and funk to the fair. Nigerian-American Afrobeats and Afrofusion artist Obie Original leads the Black Atlantics to bring their signature blend of Igbo highlife, hip-hop, R&B, and jazz to the International Bazaar stage near the corner of Judson and Underwood. More information about the Cedars Global Get-Together at the Minnesota State Fair is available at thecedar.org.
Support for KFAI comes in part from First Avenue, presenting Finnick at the 7th Street Entry, Saturday, August 22nd.
Minneapolis indie folk rocker Finnick celebrates the release of their new EP, Make It Real. Is she a snarky and angsty punker, a folky confessional songwriter, or a sophisticated emo pop craftswoman? Yes to all of the above.
Finnick mixes their own real-life emotions with creative narratives and storytelling to create relatable music that is diverse yet cohesive. Opening the show are Sally Forth, Lone Rock Bride, and Woodson.
More information about Finnick in the 7th Street Entry is available at first-avenue.com.
In the dawn of. We'll be right back.
Şiş kebabı.
Şiş kebabı.
kebap, yemesi sevap, şiş kebabı,
şiş kebabı,
kalaş kebabı, aşkaş kebabı, domates kebabı. Yemesi sevap, şiş kebabı,
şiş kebabı.
Kebabı, şiş kebabı,
şiş kebabı,
şiş kebabı,
şiş kebabı.
بدك وانا دوخني الجمال اسمع 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 اسمع
بدي انا شو بدي انا غيرك ما بدي شو مهضوم يا حبي يا عمري خليك حادي بدي انا شو بدي انا غيرك ما بدي شو مهضوم يا حبي يا عمري خليك حدي يما ويما ويما يما 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 ممكن عصير بالليمون مو مصدق هالعيون جاوبتني في التليفون يا ويلي صاير مجنون سلمني عالشباب قولي جاي قولي غاب حبيبتي الدماغ قلبي انا قلبي ضاع جوال 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 بدي انا شو بدي انا غيرك ما بدي شو مهضوم يا حبي يا عمري خليك حادي بدي انا شو بدي انا غيرك ما بدي شو مهضوم يا حبي يا عمري خليك حدي يما ويما ويما يما 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 هرمز لوي فيتون ايوه مصاريف الكون ايوه هلي في بيك الكون ايوه احبك دايم دوم حبيبي يا عيني حبيبي يا روحي يا واخد مني روح حبيبي لا تروحي بدي انا شو بدي انا غيرك ما بدي شو مهضوم يا حبي يا عمري خليك حادي بدي انا شو بدي انا غيرك ما بدي شو مهضوم يا حبي يا عمري خليك حادي يما ويما ويما يما 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 يما
Oh, Whispers lost in pouring rain. You and me are not the same. Cause through the darkness I'll break the bay. You wanna run and you wanna hide. You made it sound perfect, telling me lies. It's something that you'd always do to keep the truth away from you. Truth away from you.
hand in the haystack, then you will get no hurt, no. They say, son, give me a number now. It's a what's your number? I don't answer. It's a what's your number, man? I don't answer. It's a what's your number now?